We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
All right, how's it going? This is Jay Stu, and I wanted to try to record something special because this is actually our 550th segment on We Got the Geek.
You did it.
Now, we're at Sarah's house in Welland right now. By the way, I'm with Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah J. Photography.
Yes.
I'm also with Wonder Librarian,
Danielle. Hey guys, how's it going?
And I will also
be named. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I will welcome back to the show for the first time in a while. Stacy, how's it going?
Hey Jay. And guess what?
What?
It's 550. And it's also your birthday.
Almost.
We're going to say, for all intents and purposes, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
So happy birthday.
We'll probably be editing this and then putting it up on Tuesday, so it will be your birthday.
It's
so your, this is your
big
birthday.
Big deal. Come on, we're all gathered together because it's your birthday.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday.
It's J2Con, guys. J2Con.
Yes.
First annual. Actually, no, it's every year.
I will thank Sarah for throwing the party. It's winding down while we're recording this.
It is winding down, but it was a lot of fun. There's still good people here.
Yes. So what do you guys like about me? No.
Here's what I like about you. Your girlfriend made us an incredibly amazing Batman cake, which is really cupcakes covered with a whole layer of icing the size of a cake. And we're so sugar high now, we're coming down. It's like the zombie mellow lounge out here. So that's one thing I like about you. You want more? You want more than about Sarah, really?
Yeah, that's what we like about Sarah.
Sugar.
Cool. Now, Stacey, you used to come on the show all the time. We'd record, like, weird movies half the time. I think they were always old movies, too. The one time we reviewed This Is the End when it was pretty brand new.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
And you brought in S'mores Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah. We had S'mores Boost, too.
I think you brought in a chocolate bar so we could imitate the James Franco scene from that movie, too.
Oh, my God. The detail here.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I feel so silly because I'm not in the geek world, and that movie is all in jokes. They basically did the whole thing was they would do the opposite of the character. Well, I was terrified of Danny McBride in that movie, and I shouldn't be. He's a dolly.
I love that guy.
But in that movie, I had never seen him before because I wasn't initiated, and oh my God.
He was very scary in that. And Jonah Hill was like super nice, and then all of a sudden he gets possessed, and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
That movie was like funny, but like dark and good.
I loved it. I know you.
Franco was really weird.
You loved it, didn't you, Sarah?
I did like it, yeah. It wasn't. Oh God, I'm yawning. It wasn't one of my absolute favorites of all of them, but.
Yeah.
I loved Josh. No.
Seth Rogen?
No. Jay Baruchel.
He's a key.
He really is, and he's a Canadian homeboy, and I love him.
Oh, I want to just say James Franco once liked one of my Instagram pics.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah, I was the Sharknado in it too, so bonus.
Nice.
So
James Franco.
Hashtag James Franco.
Hashtag awesome.
Yeah, I know. He said, post your Halloween pics and I'll like them. So literally he did. He's very weird on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Harry Osborn, you crazy bastard.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Now, James, if you're listening. Jay. The other Jay.
No, none of
them. Jay Stu. Come on now. It's your birthday. We need a little tribute to you.
What else do you want to know?
You're a loyal fan. You're such a loyal fan in everything, in every aspect of your life. You have a great memory.
No.
You unite us all together in our memories. You remember anniversaries of stuff I forgot totally.
Okay.
Like going to see Barney Bentall.
I had help with that. It came up on my Facebook memories.
Oh,
I didn't just pick that out of my head.
Still cheated.
You should have just left that at...
Oh, no, I totally remembered. I did that.
Yeah.
You have to get out to some more geekery events. Last time Stacy came out to help us, she was one of our judges at the grand opening of the geekery.
Which was hilarious.
Oh my God.
It was a really great event. It was, and people were really keen.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any of the names of the characters, and I just said to you, I think I like the one in the green one.
That's how.
Oh,
and that's how we chose.
By the way, the girl in the green—that was Candace.
That's how good I am. That's how good I am. But I didn't even know the character's name, and I'm like, that one, and they're like, fine.
But that's how it begins, and then you learn everything about the character, and then all of a sudden you're just in there, and then you're just a full geek, and then you just don't even feel it coming on. Yeah. Oh, it's a world. Yeah.
We're like the Borg.
Yeah. This is your initiation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Well, way to go, Candace.
Yeah, and she came in second. I tried to talk you guys into making her, like, the first place. The guy, Pyramid Head, won that. You know that guy with the weird helmet who was standing on the stilts all night? Yeah, he won.
Pyramid Head beats everyone.
Yeah.
Well, it's a kid costume.
Yeah, these people put a lot of work in. It's true.
It's
true.
And his Pinhead, too.
Yeah, Doug Bradley.
And speaking of, like, people that, you know, we've seen at other cons and everything, Las Vegas Pee Wee is at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, is he?
Yes, and he's performing at, he's going to a bar tonight, and they're letting him dance to the tequila song.
No.
On the bar.
I'm missing it. I should have asked him and made a video last time.
We met this guy at the GTA Comic-Con a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman impersonator, Las Vegas Pee Wee.
And he's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Danielle suggested we do the interview. Like, yeah, all right.
And I love Pee Wee Herman.
Great, great interview. Nice guy. Likes our page. Likes all our stuff.
Yeah. Dude, Geekery Con, he should come back for that.
Yeah.
Let's ask him. We'll put the invite
on.
Yeah.
Come home.
Come back, Pee Wee, if you're listening. I'm sure you subscribe.
He might be. He's liked our.
He listens to the podcast. We love
do the tequila
Pee-wee.
Dance together.
Okay, between Pee Wee and you know who I want to bring back?
Who's that?
I don't know if you know this guy still, but Powdered Toast Man in his, with his bare chest.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
From Ren and Stimpy?
From the washroom at the Comic-Con.
Oh, my
terrifying
God,
me and
my
little cousins.
Oh, I don't remember that guy.
No, that's okay.
I've seen him.
That sounds terrible without saying why. No, he just wandered in and I'm like, oh, my God, there's a naked man with a chest naked man.
Yeah.
With a thing on his head.
Powder Toast
you
Man.
You have to basically see, you'll see everybody, right? Lots of.
Yeah, and he was like,
it's a little racy, these cosplay people.
Some of them, yeah.
I once saw a guy that was, like, called Flasher Man or something. He made his own superhero. I don't know if you've ever seen this guy. But
and
he was
he's in jail now.
He was wearing... What? Yeah, no. He was wearing, like, a little G-string thongy thing, and then he'd just, like, open his outfit and be like, yeah. Flash Man! To people at Niagara
Con. I think he needs to be talked to. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever
yeah.
that man is.
I was like, I'm
that
avoiding
doesn't work.
That guy. I'm not going near there. No,
That's creepy.
So he's not invited, but we need. Okay, I'm thinking you're not so keen on Powdered Toast Man. Sorry, guy. I think we got to get bring Pee Wee, and that's it.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what else do we love about Jay?
I got something to say.
All right.
So let me just say, okay. So me and Jay have kind of a history. I'm sure if you follow the podcast, you know. So we connected over Back to the Future, and today, even though it's not my birthday, Jay found this awesome Johnny B. Goode single on a record from, like, I don't even know how long ago, and he gave it to me, and I thought it was very, very sweet. But he's like that. He's very thoughtful. He's very kind. He always helps everyone out when he can, and that is what I love about Jay.
Oh, thanks, Danielle. And it's dark out, so you can't tell I'm blushing.
Okay.
But also, so, you, there's nothing you love more than having all your favorite fans together buzzing on this scene.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you're in your glory the most when you're in a con, and when you got to put your own on, that was the best, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're happiest.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
You liked it so much you didn't even remember being there. I remember you saying, because you were just like so in the moment. You were just like blasting off in your dream world.
Running around all day.
Talking to people and you didn't even know.
Yeah, making people make sure they had everything they needed, doing interviews. I didn't even think I made it to all the tables to say hi to people. It was all a blur.
Yeah.
I run into an artist that was there like a week later, and oh, I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to come say hi to you. And like, you were at my table three times, Jay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
To be honest, I don't remember a lot of that one either. I just saw the pictures, and I'm like, man, we had a great time.
That was such a blur, but it was just because it was so busy, and everybody was having so much fun, and it was because of you, Jason.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
So, yeah, shout out next GeekeryCon, please, people that want to be in it, get a hold of us. And
when is it?
Come.
November 12th.
Yeah. It's around Star Wars time. Star Wars is great. Come out, Star Wars people, and cosplayers and artists. And
We've announced one guest so far.
All you celebrities that are listening, come out to the con.
That goes for you, Danny McBride.
Yeah.
Danny McBride.
And James Franco.
Yeah. Stacy.
We're going to be toilet paper, Danny McBride.
Stacy wants to
and
make
Dave
peace
Franco.
With you, Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. You
mean
love violence, Danny McBride.
And Tom Hanks and Michael J. Fox and all the other listeners.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. You'll be at GeekeryCon, right?
All of you.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Harrison
yeah,
Ford.
Wilson's going to make it.
Yeah,
Wilson will make
Wilson
it.
Wilson will make it.
Oh, that's easy enough. Yeah.
That'll be fine.
That'll be good.
Well, I don't think he's doing anything else now since that movie came out.
I'm trying to think of something.
He's a diva.
Really random.
He's been typecast.
He is.
It's really a tough
Dustin
gig.
Diamond. Really
the headshots, they're
Dustin
all...
Dustin Diamond.
Sorry, you're in jail. You can't.
Yeah, he unless he breaks out.
Tony Danza, come on
Bale.
Out.
Tony Danza, come to our car.
Scott Baio, so we can all beat the crap out
Scott
of you.
Scott Baio. Spaz from the movie Meatballs.
Here. Oh, yeah.
Tell us about why we need to beat the crap out of Scott Baio.
Because he's endorsing Donald Trump.
Okay, that's bad.
And he's nuts.
So, Chachi.
Chachi needs to get kicked in the ball sack.
Henry Winkler come out.
Big fun.
Nice segue there.
Yeah.
Potsy. What are you doing now, Potsy?
That would be so funny. If you know you're going... And the thing is, we don't know how this election's going to go, so this is really interesting.
Anson Williams, please come to our show.
Please.
Yeah.
Ron Howard, you too.
And you know what? Chris Evans, the number one fan, you can come too.
Yes.
We'll let you in.
Yeah. Like yeah, Captain America.
Chris Evans,
why not?
Extra sultry for you,
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Let's make it a Chris trifecta.
Yeah.
Is what
Chris
we
Hemsworth.
All the Chris's. Chris Lloyd, too.
Chris Lloyd.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
No, it's not a trifecta anymore. It's
yeah,
like,
it's like a Chris, like,
something.
Hexagon.
Yeah.
I'm
octagon.
Sorry you had me at Potsy.
Yeah.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Okay.
Speaking of which, has anyone here seen the Wonder Woman trailer that came out yesterday?
I thought he was going to say Star Trek. Saw the trailer. Love the trailer. Can't wait to see Wonder Woman. It looks fantastic.
She was the highlight of Batman and Superman.
She was fantastic.
Like, I was like,
brilliant.
This should
brilliant,
just be Wonder
brilliant,
Woman.
Brilliant.
When you get home, Danielle, you need to watch the Justice League trailer.
I'll watch it as soon as possible.
Sarah had seen it before me and told me about it while I was at work on the phone with her. Like, oh, I gotta wait to get home.
It's time
and
for the girls to get some
torturing
action.
Him.
Yeah. Pretty much, it's Ben Affleck recruiting the other superheroes is the trailer.
No, Ben, Bruce Wayne and Wonder Woman.
Well, she's in it, yeah.
So today they were saying Brie Larson got a promotion.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel.
Right?
I think I'd heard that.
And also Linda Carter's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Come be at her con.
That's amazing.
Carter. I'll blend you with that one, too.
You'll always be my very favorite Wonder Woman,
of all
Linda
the Wonder Womans.
I'm the Wonder Librarian. I name myself of you.
Of both of the Wonder Womans, you're my favorite.
Wonder Womans.
Of both? Oh, yes.
They've had other ones.
Oh, do we count the animated ones?
I don't know.
Here's
what
a bit
are you doing, Hallie?
Are you becoming a werewolf at night?
Night Howler from Zootopia.
Oh.
Ah, nice.
Classic. That movie was cute.
Thanks for howling.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
That's my friend's daughter, Hallie.
She's howling at the moon, which is very appropriate. Anything else good come out of San Diego?
Oh, lots. Lego Batman trailer.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. I just watched Lego Movie again.
Oh, I love the Lego Movie. It's on Netflix.
Continuation of that, kind of.
Awesome.
So, before we end this segment, Danielle, I guess you had some announcements to make?
Oh, yeah, I just have one big one, because my consistent theme is I always like to talk about Back to the Future, which I've already managed to mention in this podcast, but I will be going to Wizard Wolf, I was going to say Philly, Chicago, though, and this time I'm going to meet Michael J. Fox and Leah Thompson, and it's going to be awesome, and connect with all the Back to the Future people there, and I'll report back on We Got the Geek, and I'll share all my stuff. Probably film the panels, all that. It'll be a good time.
And then next Sunday, we're covering Con Bravo.
Yep, Con Bravo. Come on out.
Get some interviews, and we all got press passes, and it's going to be a fun time.
And we're looking forward to hopefully Fan Expo later on, and it's going to be a great summer.
And the Suicide Squad event at the Geekery on the 6th of August.
Yeah, I'll be Harley Quinn, and we'll be doing some trivia. I'm going to write up some questions, and they're going to be super hard.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Anything you want to pimp, Stacey?
Blank.
Yeah.
How about your girlfriend's fine cake making skills? We'll call it a night.
Yeah.
The birthday cake. Thank you.
It was good cake. I liked it. Diana, did you like the cake?
Oh, my God. I feel like making a Suicide Squad cake now.
Ooh.
That'd be sweet.
That sounds fantabulous.
I'm going to think about it.
All right. So we've rambled.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Thanks. We've rambled. And
DuCon out.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
See you in the future.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.